Hi, it's Dave. So I started uploading YouTube videos at the end of 2019, over 2 years ago. And so far, I've uploaded over 500 episodes. I think investing is a great metaphor, and the principles can be applied to so many areas of life. So rather than tell people what to do, my channel is about helping people think clearer and deeper by sharing my thinking process on real-time issues. All right, so some people might wonder, how much does my YouTube channel make? And how else am I monetizing my videos and social media channels? Let's dive into it. So here's the question, how much I made on YouTube and social media in 2021? So first, of all my courses, I've made $0. And mostly it's because I don't have any courses, right? I don't have any free courses or paid courses. Right now, just all my stuff is on YouTube for free. All right, number two is affiliate links. So these are the links. If you click on, then I make a commission off of that. In 2021, I made $0. I'm just not that interested in affiliate links. Maybe I just haven't, you know, been motivated. I have one affiliate link right now. It's with Interactive Brokers. I think they're a decent brokerage company that, you know, Emmett Peppers, my friend, likes. And so I added their affiliate link, but I really haven't invoice them or followed up much with that. So yeah, in 2021, it's been $0 of income. All right, number three is my Patreon. I don't have a Patreon or a Discord, right? Or private community or whatever. So yeah, in 2021, I made $0. All right, let's go to sponsorships and brand deals. So this is stuff like, you know, sponsored ads on my videos, etc. I don't do sponsorships. I've never done a brand deal. So yeah, in 2021, I made $0 off of that. Number five, how about private consulting and speaking engagements, right? Booking a fee to consult people, give them advice for an hour or something. Yeah, in 2021, I made $0 off of that because yeah, I just don't offer that. I don't even give personal like financial like investment advice that people ask me directly individually. It's just something that I'm not very interested in doing. All right, number six, YouTube ads. So in 2021, my videos got viewed about 12.8 million times. Watch time is 2.9 million watch hours, gained almost 92,000 subscribers last year. And my estimated revenue from ads was $78,567. So decent amount, a chunk of change. But the problem is actually, if you look at these stats, they're actually, it's kind of surprising that it's actually quite low, the ad revenue, considering 13 million views, 3 million watch hours for an investing channel. And investing channels get some of the highest CPM ad rates out there. So actually, yeah, why is it only 80,000 when it should be maybe double or triple that number? I don't know. So a few things. First off is I turn off almost all the ads. It's kind of like this personal thing. I just don't like having a lot of ads when I'm watching videos. And I know I subscribe to YouTube Premium, so I don't see the videos, but I just feel like a lot of people don't have YouTube Premium and they don't appreciate a lot of these ads. I have no non-skippable ads. Like, to me, that's the worst when, like, you know, you can't afford or you don't have premium and you're forced to watch an ad that you don't want to watch, right? That's like the worst experience. So yeah, I refuse to put non-skippable ads, even though they're the highest paying ads. Number three, I don't have any overlay ads. I hate these ads where they go on top of the video and you have to click to get rid of them. It's like so terrible. No sponsored cards, right? Those are other things that are on top of the video. No mid-roll ads. So these are ads that chop the video, especially if you're in a long interview. I used to do this a long time ago, have some mid-roll ads, but just like, it's terrible for the flow of the interview. You're like interrupted right in the middle of some, you know, important discussion. So yeah, I've removed all mid-roll ads. And also I've had limited skippable ads, right? So meaning the ads that you're able to skip, I do that on a limited basis. So here's the monetization panel with YouTube. And usually I keep most of all this stuff off. And maybe I click the skippable video ads, but I don't do any of the mid-roll or non-skippable or overlay or sponsored cards. So the idea is I'm intentionally trying to minimize monetization so as to maximize the impact, right, of my videos and message. I'm personally not reliant on YouTube revenue at all for my personal kind of livelihood in any way. So I can focus purely on the impact. Some might ask, so why make any money off of YouTube at all? Well, supposedly the YouTube algorithm might, I'm not 100% confirmed on this, but they might punish or actually show your video less to people if there is no monetization at all. And I think that's a fair kind of thing. YouTube needs to make some money off of their videos. And if you don't show any ads at all, they're not making anything off of your videos. So there's less incentive to promote or to show your videos to others. So yeah, I leave minimal ads so that I won't get punished by the algorithm. All right, so moving on to Twitter, any sponsored tweets, et cetera, like that, promoting other products, no, $0 on Twitter as well. All right, so in summary, I've made $78,500 in YouTube ad income in 2021. That is across all my social media channels. And pretty much I gave that and more to charity in 2021. All right, so there you have it. Probably a prime example of how not to monetize a YouTube channel. And I wouldn't suggest this approach to others per se. I was just lucky enough to start a software business early in the App Store days back in 2008. And I used the profits to go all in on Tesla stock almost 10 years ago for a return of over 100 times. That allows me to be able to approach my channel differently than probably most people. Now, I'm not against monetization and I'm open to changing my mind with my channel if I can be convinced that monetizing would truly help people more effectively. Maybe I could hire a team or create a research think tank, who knows. But as of right now, I actually enjoy doing my videos on my own. I don't have an editor or anyone helping, besides maybe sometimes I might outsource some of my thumbnails on Fiverr. Also, I don't want to knock others who rely on courses and Patreon or affiliate links or sponsorships. I think those things can be done in a tasteful way. It's about respecting each person watching, not trying to take advantage, but genuinely trying to be helpful. I know a good amount of people where their Patreon income has helped them immensely to quit their day jobs that they didn't enjoy and go full-time into helping people on YouTube. Anyways, I hope this video gives a bit of an inside look behind the scenes on my channel. All my videos can be found as an audio podcast. Search for Dave Lee on investing in your favorite podcast player. And I'm also on Twitter at HeyDave7. All right, we'll see you guys in my next video. Thanks.